a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, the 25th day of November. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off today. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
If you're heading out for a Thanksgiving holiday, you've got good speeds on all the roads. I'm Heather Kelly.
KSL's top story this hour. A new study says 1 in 3 parents says being able to gather for the holidays is worth the risk of potentially spreading the coronavirus. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Amanda, in addition to a third of parents saying that they think getting together is worth the risk, it also found that around 90% of parents say that grandparents will be at their Thanksgiving gatherings. The findings come from the latest C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health at Michigan Medicine. The co-director of the poll, Sarah Clark, says since children may have spent less time with relatives during the pandemic, parents may have a hard time now passing up these holiday gatherings despite some obvious COVID concerns. The poll results were based on about 1,500 responses from parents with at least one child 12 years old and younger. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Even with many people saying they want to gather, the AAA says travel will be down considerably.
And a lot of states are implementing new restrictions. This forecast represents a 10% drop in travel, and it's the largest decrease since the Great Recession for Thanksgiving travel.
Spokesman Aldo Vasquez also says cruise ships are expected to take the biggest hit, losing 75% of their normal business. He says people that are traveling are sticking to places closer to home. KSL's top national stories this hour. How does Thanksgiving travel look from around the rest of the country?
This could be one of the busiest travel days of the season, already breaking records during the pandemic. More than 4 million people hitting the skies since Friday. Now TSA Administrator David Pekoski telling ABC News he expects even more travelers.
You know, between 900 and 1 million passengers on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And then probably the busiest day of the entire weekend is going to be the Sunday, the return day.
TSA lines have long been considered one of the riskiest parts of flying. So many people packed together, touching those bins.
ABC's Gio Benita is reporting from New York's LaGuardia Airport. We could have a COVID-19 vaccine approved in the U.S. early next month, but there are still plenty of skeptics. The nation's top infectious disease specialist tells ABC News there should be no doubts about safety.
It would really be terrible if we have, which we do, 3 now and maybe more highly efficacious vaccines and people don't take it.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the process they are going through to make sure the vaccines are safe is transparent and independent. Los Angeles County is banning all in-person dining at restaurants to try to stop coronavirus from spreading. The closure starts at 10 p.m. tonight and will last for the next 3 weeks. County officials voted for the closure just one day after announcing 6,100 people tested positive in the Los Angeles area. The Biden-Harris team says they are now in contact with all current White House departments. ABC's Rachel Scott reports that means they're receiving briefings to get up to speed for the January 20th transition.
President Trump still refusing to concede an election that he lost, but the transition is now fully underway. And the president-elect said that the chief of staff from the two administrations are now in touch, that he'll soon start receiving those classified national security briefings, and that his team is also working with Operation Warp Speed on plans to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when it is made available.
The family of a 13-year-old boy who was shot by officers is suing the Salt Lake City Police Department. Details from KSL TV's Deanie Wimmer.
The shooting happened in September after Cameron Linden's mom called police asking for help. She told them he was out of control, he may be armed, and he hates cops. Body camera video shows 4 officers chasing Cameron after he ran out the back door. Moments later, he shot multiple times. The family attorney says the video shows there was no need to shoot him.
Cameron has autism. The family's attorney won't say how much they're asking for, only that it's in the millions. The police department and the mayor's office are not commenting because it's an active investigation. Investigators want to know who dropped bags of dead ducks along a road in Harriman. Details from KSLTV's Andrew Adams.
12 ducks and a Canada goose, all apparently shot to death. Even if these ducks were legally hunted, just dumping them without harvesting the meat is considered a Class B misdemeanor. Anybody with information has asked to call the Division of Wildlife Resources UTIP hotline.
Andrew says last week, 60 ducks were found dead in a dumpster in another part of the county.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.